Individuals receiving services have the right to know, in advance, limits to the services available from the license holder. A provision to 245D includes that the license holder's limitations in knowledge, skill, and ability to meet the person's services and support needs must be made known. Example of service limits may include a company that does not provide services to married couples or to people who require extensive nursing-related care, or only provide services to one gender and not the other, or people in a certain age range. Any limitations must be explained to the individual when they begin the services. Individuals also have the right to know conditions and terms of services, including admission criteria and policies and procedures related to temporary service suspension and service termination. Anita developed a medically complex condition that the agency cannot accommodate. If there is a situation that may require service suspension or termination, license holders must have policies and procedures in place to address those times. Another right effective in the Minnesota Statute Chapter 245D includes the right to coordinated transfer of services, regardless of who initiated the transfer, move, or change in service. This ensures that all service providers work together to ensure continuity of care and services. All care continues as directed by and for the person during this time.